I'm Ben Slade, and you're listening to Creative Entre Talk. Do you know what kind of content you want to create for your social media sites? How do we know what sources or resources to look for to create that content? In this episode, we're going to talk about all of these questions and more, and we're going to answer them so by the time this episode is done, you have an idea of how you can go and find apps and reach out to different resources and use those resources to create content that'll work for your brand or your business. Let's dive into it, guys, and thanks for listening. Hey, listeners and creatives, welcome to episode 2. I'm doing this a day late. I do apologize for those of you who are actively listening. I have been busy, but from here on out, I will have the podcast out on Thursdays. So one of the things I wanted to talk about and share before we, begin is I had someone come up to me the other day while I was at work, and he was talking about how he's a singer and he wants to be in media, movies, television, as an actor. And he wasn't really sure how to promote himself. It's 2019. We live in a world where you don't necessarily need agents, or you don't necessarily need people to represent you. I mean, some content creators represent themselves. I think you do that up until a point of where you're going to need a lawyer and that sort of thing. So my advice to him was... Social media is the best way to market yourself, along with maybe a blog website or having your own website. So I'm going to navigate how to use all social media. This is based off of Gary Vaynerchuk's content slides that he created recently. And pretty much it had been things that most of us know about for those of us who are in business, but he really made it very simple for us to go through those slides and understand this is how you should be using this one, and take this and go ahead and clip it down so you could use it for this platform. So this is going to be guided by Gary Vaynerchuk's information, but this is mainly my own information and experiences myself. My experience with this is back in the day when I had my clothing line, me and my two buddies who owned the company with me, we would sit down and we would try to figure out, at the time, MySpace was a big thing and Facebook was just coming up. So when I started the company, it was called Starscream Clothing Company, and it was really aimed towards skateboarding, the demographic for skateboarders. And at the time, MySpace was the place to meet people and promote those businesses. So one of the things I did was I went ahead and created an advertisement aimed towards MySpace. At the time, there was no Canva, which is a graphic design app. There was no do-it-yourself way except for like knowing how to design and going into Illustrator, or some people use Photoshop to create their designs and create this content and then load it onto these websites, and you have to have it in a certain format, and that's old school. You still do it for graphic designing and things like that now from a computer, but I have an iPad Pro and I graphic design on it all the time. So the accessibility of graphic design and all that for brands and businesses is becoming a lot more, easy for us to understand and create. Let's talk about the different platforms that you can use to promote your businesses or your personal brand. The example I'm going to use is a barbershop. The only reason why I'm using this example is because in one of our interviews, we have a good buddy of mine who was actually a teacher when I went to barber college. He might be on our podcast as an interview. He's been doing incredible things. And I've just kind of been watching it from the sideline. We keep in touch every here and there, but he's a fantastic guy. And I truly believe he's got a lot of great things coming in store. And he's always been a very interesting person to begin with from the times that I've talked. But he was a great mentor in the sense that when I went to barber college, he was the first one to really kind of get me out of my shell to understand that like your 5% hair cutting, you know, you're a barber who cuts hair, and the rest of it is really being a people person and being there for your guests or clients that come into your shop. So that's a big piece of who I am today. I think it really what burst the balloon for me to kind of talk to people. So he's going to come on to our podcast, hopefully. If you're listening, we would really love for you to come on. So we're going to talk about if you have a barbershop, and one of the things that you can do to promote that barbershop is to use all social media platforms. So pretty much we're going to talk about content and how you create those things. The first thing I could advise everyone to do is pick a social media platform on where to begin. Maybe you have a website. If you're going to start with a website, I highly recommend paying to make it look as professional as possible. There's a lot of great resources out there. There's Wix, there's Squarespace. It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to open up a retail brick and mortar location, if we're going to use barbershop as an example, then I would say probably go with Squarespace, only because it can be integrated into other business tools. I know SquareUp, which is the credit card processing company, now has expandable add-ons that you could put onto it to where it does inventory for you, it processes your payments, it can book scheduling for you. It's pretty much your all-around small business go-to if that's something you want to do. So I would say make sure you have really good photos on your website. Really come up with a theme. Your photos look good. Your layout, the color scheme is really important. Picking out a particular color. Making sure it's all consistent through all your social media platforms or wherever you plan to market, that they all look the same. And your guests or your clients will see that and they'll be consistent with it. Once you've created your website and you have, you know, the photos up there and you have a look to it, take that look. Take the look that you have on the website and apply it to all platforms. So if you're going to go on Instagram, take photos of the haircuts. Take photos of you doing a close-up on a fade. Show that guest or that client that's really happy with their haircut. Put up a testimonial on your business page, on social media, on Instagram, of them talking about, hey, Ben is a great barber. He's fantastic. He's located here at, you know, this location, and he's doing a fantastic job. I come here every Wednesday, and I just wanted to share with everybody the great things that he's doing here, and he makes me look good. Simple, easy content right there. You post it. If you can add, you know, font to it or, you know, whatever, if you get the consent of the person, of your client, put their name in there, maybe their age, if that's important. And other people, other guests will kind of pick up on that. And so the whole point of it is that it's consistent, is that so people can go on your website or even vice versa. If people are going on your Instagram and seeing that there's testimonials and haircuts and there's a look to the place, and maybe you're every day you post a different picture of what the inside of the barbershop looks like and you post it on Instagram and then you link your, you know, webpage to it, they can go onto your webpage and then see your prices and your services, where you're located, who the barbers are, their history. It kind of gives you more of an example of what that would look like. So that's another good idea. I think that is the great way to kind of promote your business. Another thing I would probably do with Instagram is showcase your other barbers on there. Showcase your other team members if you're in a retail spot, if you're in the clothing business. If you're a graphic designer and you started up a creative agency, promote your other team members on there. Show what they're doing. Hey, Chris over here is working on a promotional campaign for the next person who's running for president, or these are the graphics that he's creating for a press kit or a media kit for this person who's doing X, Y, and Z. And put them up there and link them as well. It's a whole tree, guys. I mean, that's the whole point, is that you got to look at it as a tree structure. you know, whatever your roots are, whatever your core is, you're taking that and you're building something from it. So if you're using Instagram as the roots, then Instagram is photos and small snippets of video or audio, or, you know, you'll see on my Instagram page, I'm getting ready to do audiograms. So pretty much what it is it's small snippets of the podcast that I can promote on my Instagram page. So it's really easy to create this content today in 2019 and promote it through these different social media platforms. I'm actually getting back onto Facebook for, you know, my business and my podcast, and it'll be the first time I'm back on Facebook in almost like 8 years. And since I left Facebook, it's changed completely, which was the whole point. Facebook was so boring, and now people are using it for business and getting amazing results. So I'll talk about the Facebook, you know, return and how you can use that in your business. I'm not going to cover it in this podcast because I haven't been on it in forever. So I can't really talk from experience on that. So I was telling the person that was telling me about, I'm a singer, I'm not sure how to use my content. I said, you know what? You are your own brand. Today's world is you are your own brand if you're a singer. So I was telling him, you know, maybe start a podcast. Talk about yourself. Talk about, you know, where you sing. Talk about your events. I said, but if you really want to break it up and create all of this content, use Instagram. Put up snippets of you singing. Singing a song, whatever. Talk about, you know, what's wrong with the music industry. You know, maybe put that as your content for your podcast, is talking about the behind the scenes of your adventure in the music industry. Also, have someone recording you while you're doing that podcast. Put that up on YouTube. That is now your visual content for YouTube, is you creating the podcast. Snapchat. A great use for Snapchat is another behind the scenes. I call it behind the scenes is because, you know, you could simply put up, hey guys, just got done with this recording session over at Capitol Records. I'm going over to a photo shoot. Look on my Instagram page for the photos. And then see behind the scenes of the whole thing and me recording this video right now on my YouTube. So you're linking everything together. You're linking your YouTube, you're linking your Snapchat, you're linking your Instagram. These are all ways that you can kind of create a tree with all these different branches on it to create one main goal, and that's to promote your business and to promote your content. This is the best way in 2019 that we can do that. I tried to start a blog not too long ago. I'm a huge horror movie fan. So one of the things I did was created a horror movie blog talking about old horror movies, new horror movies, TV shows, comics, and that sort of thing. And at the end of the day, I don't really think people are reading that many blogs anymore. I think if you were to start a blog, it would probably be to talk about a specific experience. So if you have a barbershop and you're hosting a hangover Saturday shave session, and pretty much what that means is those people who went out on Friday night who come in and they look a mess, your barbers will clean them up. They'll come in, shave them, give them a haircut, make them look, you know, decent again. I've seen that. That's a big thing in the barbershops right now, is kind of promoting these events, pop-up events. Some barbershops have pop-up clothing brands that come in. Talk about that on your podcast. Talk about the guest who's coming to host the event at your barbershop. The pieces that are going to be there. Go to YouTube. Upload the content of you guys recording the podcast. And then also what's going on in the event. Go to Instagram. Take photos at the event and post them to Instagram. So that way people can see what it's like. Maybe do a live stream on Instagram. I hear there's a Facebook Live. Maybe do Facebook Live. I'm thinking that it's similar to Instagram Live or YouTube Live, where you just stream live. So maybe do that. Maybe record, you know, a live stream of the whole event. Either way, it's going to save it. Take it and break it down. Create content for your podcast. Take the audio. Maybe you're not doing an interview with the person who's hosting the event. Maybe you are just talking to people at the event. Take those important conversations and clip them down and post them to different content websites. You know, Instagram, is the photos. Once again, guys, this is really important for your business. This is how you kind of take it to the next level. The first thing I would say along with that is determine your career. What is your career? Are you a photographer, graphic designer? Maybe you're a performer. Maybe, like I said earlier, you could be a realtor. Any of these businesses or personal brands that you have, you could definitely take and create a tree from it. It just depends on how you do it and what it is you want to let the people see. So in my case here is that I'm going to be promoting the podcast. I mean, you could do it with any business, even if you have multiple businesses. This isn't my main business, but when I launch my business, I'm certainly going to be talking about it maybe on a separate podcast, or maybe I'll plug it into this podcast. And then I'll branch it out into all these different, you know, social media platforms. It's really important to promote it. This is why I say you don't really need anyone to represent you. Healthy habits to create when coming up with content is probably making sure you're doing it consistently. The more you post, the more people are going to see it. The more the people know what days you're going to post these things, I think it creates more of a consistent following. Follow the people that are doing this already. I'm looking at people already. Gary Vaynerchuk, who I know every entrepreneur podcast and everybody else has either interviewed him, talked to him, knows about him, or follows him. And I'll talk about him from time to time. But what he is doing is just revolutionary for the millennials and anything younger than that, or even older people. He's trying to get to everybody. It's just genius what he's doing. So his healthy habits is, if you've heard him talk, he posts his own stuff. He doesn't have someone post it. He just has someone, record him all the time, which is D-Rock. D-Rock records him all the time. And he also has somebody else recording him now as well. He takes the audio, he clips it down, creates an intro, and posts it as his podcast. It's the Gary Vaynerchuk, auditory experience. I mean, he makes it so simple. It really is that simple. And I'm going to test it here with my own businesses in the upcoming months. So, and then he takes the video and puts it up on YouTube. And then he takes the YouTube video, clips it down, and posts it on his Instagram page. And then he takes the audio and promotes it on his podcast Instagram or Facebook or whatever it may be. And then he's talking about a certain topic. And then he goes to that Facebook Live and he's recording a Facebook Live talking about this week's post and everything like that. And if he has something on his mind, he'll pop in and talk about it on his podcast or record it and then take the audio and post it to his podcast. You just got to take that one single content and break it down to different platforms. Some apps that I use is I record my podcast on my iPad, and I just take it and break it down and add music to it and everything. What I'm going to end up doing is, you know, what everybody else is doing is have it being recorded, take the audio, and then break it down and post it all over the place. That's the easiest way to get content out there. Canva is a great way to do graphics. I've used it before, Canva. It's an app. You can get it on your desktop. You can put it on your iPad if you have an iPad. It just depends on what you're using it for. It's really easy to find graphics. They just uploaded a whole bunch of different, they have Instagram story graphics, graphics for things I've never even heard of. But it really, they're aiming towards content creators that need graphics all along their social media platform. So go on there, take a look, create something. I've created a couple for my podcast as well. If you need a simple logo, whatever it may be, they can take care of it for you. And in no way am I getting paid to promote these apps or companies whatsoever. I'm just starting. These are just resources that I've used that are just fantastic. Another one that I use is WordPress. WordPress, I do enjoy reading blogs. So I'm one of the few that probably are still reading them. Download it. Find a blog. Start a blog. And of course, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all the social media platforms I use, Twitter. So let's talk about Twitter for a second. Twitter's really interesting because I was talking to a friend about, like, Twitter. Is it still around? Is it dying? What's going on? I'm on Twitter. I don't actively use it, though. I think for my podcast and for my business, I'm going to be on it. So Twitter, all these social media platforms originally were for the consumer. You know, anybody can consume these social media platforms. But I think what we're figuring out is that the social media platforms are really working for business, because you can take all of your content and market it and advertise it through all of these things. Facebook ads. So Twitter is a great source, a great example of a way to use that. Let's go back to the barbershop, you know, whatever event that's being hosted at the barbershop. You have everything on all your other social media platforms. Tweet live. Tweet, you know, in the midst of everything. Hey, just uploaded a video interviewing so-and-so from this company who's hosting their event. Check it out. Or promote it. Hey, you know, the party is at this time at the barbershop. Come on in. It's more like an updating everybody about where you are, what you're doing. Same thing on there. I guess you could put snippets of like audiograms on there now, or however you choose to do your content, or video clips, and you can post it on there. I just wanted to wrap up, guys, with saying that, you know, this podcast isn't just for me to hear myself talk about things that are interesting to me. I think these are all things that can help your business or your personal brand. And I'd love to hear from you guys. I have a few people lined up, people who I know and people who I don't know or I've worked with in the past. Really interesting people, and they're doing their own things. And we're going to have them here on the podcast. I want you guys to hear that you guys aren't alone. For those entrepreneurs who just dove into this, for a long time I was scared to do my own thing. And I say that in a sense that not scared like, oh no, I don't know what's going to happen. Scared with all the worries about money. How is that going to work out? But I came up with a plan. I came up with a plan, and now I'm executing it. Gary Vaynerchuk, who, you know, I'm talking about him a lot in this podcast, and I don't mean to purposely, but he always says that when you're afraid and you're sitting there on an idea, it's worthless. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You got to go out there and you have to execute what you want to do, or else nothing's going to ever change. So I was listening to his podcast one day, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go head on into this and start a podcast, start a business, and just do it. Not to wait on anyone, you know, not having to get the acceptance from anyone, just doing it. Even my wife was even surprised that I decided to jump into this, and she's, you know, really proud of the whole thing. It's starting off slow, but it's the fact that I'm executing my plan is what counts the most. And you guys aren't alone. I'd love for you guys to reach out to me. If you want to be on the podcast, I would love to host you guys and have you come on as my guest. If there's any other resources or anything I didn't cover in the podcast, maybe I'll put it in another episode. I'd love to hear from you guys. Like I always say, I'm a very people person. My email is located in the Instagram page that I have. You could look us up at creative, hashtag EntreTalk. Follow us on Instagram. I just got that up and running. I'm starting to put some content out on there. Still learning, you know, how to put audiograms on there. So please, guys, follow us. Be a fan. Come sit at the table and have a conversation. Let's talk, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.